Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
If you surround yourself with evil long enough, it will jump on you. And little by little, that evil will eat you and it will devour you. And we're living in a time of lawlessness. And what does that mean? That means we don't even know what it means to be righteous. We automatically, just by nature, are living lawless. So the Lord has given us the law. And we are not under the law because we obey it as Christians, because He's put it on our heart. But let me read to you a little bit in Galatians 5. I'll start in verse 18. But if you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, all sexual activities one way or another. All sexual activities outside of the marriage bed are lawless. All sexual activities outside of a man and a woman married are lawless. But when you're living in such a perverted world, you even have to be told what the law is. The more evil society gets, the more you get away from God's law. And that's where we're at right now. We don't even know what righteousness is. It's not taught. The cell phones are nothing more than porn shops. It's all at our fingertips. It's all evil pleasures. And we have to be told what the law is. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, selfish ambition, wrath. Let's talk about selfish ambition. And this is something I have to deal with because I was always a go-getter, always a type A personality, always grinding to get more, if you know what I mean, and always getting a pat on the back for it. The problem is, anything I do outside of God's word, anything I do outside of His glory, anything I do for myself, I better watch out. Because that's what the devil is always focused on. Himself. Me, myself, and I. And that's true. And here we go again. In a lawless society, you won't even consider selfish ambition a sin. You'll consider it a virtue. Yes. Yes, you will. It'll be a virtue, not a sin. And that's what I'm referring to as far as the world we're living in. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. What's variance means? Contentions. Emulations means jealousies. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, parties, party animals, Christmas parties, Thanksgiving Day parties, Halloween parties, baptismal parties, confirmation parties. Everything's a big party. Yes, lawlessness, because you don't even know what righteousness is, gang, because we don't even know what it is. You know, in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 12, it says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Teaching us. That's the grace of God. It's a teacher. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. And see, what I'm getting at is you don't even know their worldly lusts until you're told the law, when the situation gets so lawless that good has become evil and evil has become good. You become a stranger and a pilgrim. You become a fool for the sake of Christ in this society when you choose Jesus. And you better be ready to do it, gang. All of us, we better be ready to do it. Because the gate is getting more narrow and narrow and narrower. But, as we read in Galatians, but if you were led of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not your own spirit, not your own reasoning, not your own carnal mind, which is the enemy of God, no. When you are led of the Holy Spirit, you will not be put under the law because you will be fulfilling the law through obedience. If God says no adultery, you don't commit it, so you're not under the law. If God says stay off of that gossip and that hatred and that envy and that murder, you don't do it. You're not under the law. See, the miracle is God puts it in your conscience not to do these things. You do not have that miracle before the Holy Spirit enters into you. You might have it in you because, well, I don't want to get caught. Well, I don't think it's the right thing to do. There might be a variety of reasons that you look like a good person from the outside. However, when Jesus Christ hits you and this miracle happens, it's hard for me to even put into words, but you will fulfill the law. You will live a righteous life because of the Holy Spirit that lives within you. Idolatry and witchcraft. You know, it seems like witchcraft is going through the roof. There's a kid's movie coming out, Wicked. Wicked, what a name for a movie, Wicked. And I guarantee you there's cute little cartoons and everybody's cute and it has a good theme and everything is fine. Anything outside of what took place at that cross, I got to narrow it down, guys, because this is how narrow it is. Your whole existence, my whole existence, was saved at the cross of Calvary by the word of God becoming a lamb for you and I, sacrificing himself when we deserved hell. It's that simple. But as we've read here in Titus, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, denying, that's a work. To deny something's a work. And we're told in the book of James, James says, hey, show me your works if you're going to talk about your faith. Well, denial is a work, and it's a good work. It means I no longer live. It's you, Jesus, who lives within me. Denying all ungodliness. What's that mean? Anything outside of Christ. In worldly lusts. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. We should live soberly. That means seriously, righteously, and godly. And our righteousness is based on the foundation of the Holy Spirit that lives within you and what will teach you. There's thousands of cultures in this world. And I guarantee you each of them has their own righteousness. We're bringing in all kinds of pagan religions into this country. The Muslim religion, the Hindu religion, all these different religions. And oh, I'm not supposed to say anything. If I truly am a Christian, if I truly believe there's only one Jesus, there's only one escape, there's only one Lamb, I will not take offense to a fellow human being, but I will take offense to a false doctrine. Yes, I will. There is only one way. In all of this mixing of everything, all of this coexistence of everything, tries to deny there's only one way. My God made the Hindu. My God made the Muslim. My God made him. My God loves him. It's my job to pray for them. When given the chance, I will be a good Samaritan to whoever I meet. So this isn't against me forming an army to kill another type of person. No, I fight against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. I fight evil. And how do I know this? Because it was not passed down to me from my forefathers. It came to me directly from God from above. I was reborn by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Other than that, I'm too reasonable, I'm too rational to understand, well, I'm only a Christian because I was born in America. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing. If you're in a Christian religion, you could be as far from Christ as any other religion, if it's only in the religious form. If it's just in, I got to go to church, or I just got to be a good person, or I just got to put some money in the basket, and Christ isn't fulfilling your being, if you aren't waking up with him in your heart and your mind, going to bed with him in your heart and your mind, seek him. That's all I could tell you. Seek him. Looking for that blessed hope. I'm in Titus again too. Looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all sin, who gave himself for us. If you are of another religion, Jesus Christ died for you to overcome sin in your life. If the Spirit of God is putting a conscience in your heart, if he's giving you a conviction that you aren't living right, that's part of the salvation packaged from Christ. God Almighty had to take on the form of a man, but yet he wasn't just a man, because he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. His conception did not come out of the loins of Adam. It didn't come out of the loins of dirt. It came from the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, the part of God, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. That means to buy us back from all sin and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak, exhort, rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise you. Talk about building your confidence. Let me read that sentence again. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. If you got relatives shacking up, if you got relatives partying their brains out, if you got relatives rolling their eyes when you talk about Jesus, you keep saying it. When the Lord tells you to shut up, you just shake the dust off your feet and move on. You don't give an inch. We can't give an inch. Why? Because he didn't give an inch. Jesus didn't give an inch. Every single nail went through them hands and them feet. Every thorn went through his head for us. This is how much he loves us, gang. This is true love. This is true love. The cross was true love. And we show Jesus the true love when we deny the things of this world. You and I are no better than the worst sinner to ever walk the earth. But through Christ, we're redeemed and bought back. And we're given a way to escape the things of this world. So God bless you. Stay in the walk. Stay firm. The times are dark. You're salt and you're light. And God bless you. God bless you, fellow Christian. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.